turn it on, dude. We got this.
Oh, it's turned on, bitch.
God, the Chicago show. How good? I mean, how good was that? That was an incredible. What a success. I want to thank all the Hardys and the Softies out there.
Yeah, you guys really pulled through for us.
Y'all pulled out for us.
Yeah,
y'all pulled out.
It was
out.
Amazing how many people came out to us after the show and were like, I love the pod. I love you guys. I traveled from so far.
Yeah. Yeah, some people drove 3 hours and you were, right? Wasn't it three?
That blew my mind.
Yeah.
I wish I hadn't had that extra spot.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, where you live must be so boring that you went out of your way.
Yeah.
To drive 3 hours to see a comedian you don't know.
Yeah. That's the thing. They weren't fans. They didn't know you all.
They were like 22.
Yeah.
They had no idea
who
I was.
They're not listening to this right now.
No.
They don't know what this is.
No.
And there was a whole group of them. They were a family.
Five.
Yeah. Five of them. They were related to each other, and they'd come a long ways just to see this show.
Good for them.
I mean, like, crazy.
Crazy.
Right?
I don't think any of them followed me after.
No.
So
that
was a one-time show for them.
Yeah. Yeah, they were interesting. They were kind of, they were like a good example of how the whole show was, which was like, they were kind of tired, but then they would start laughing again.
Yeah.
It would be this thing of like, oh, they hate this, and then, oh, no.
Yeah.
They can be gotten still.
Yeah.
But they did get ready to go, you know, towards the end of the
show. Immediately.
They were like.
She got up and put her coat on. Nothing better than when you're almost done and a girl like stands up, puts her coats on and sits down. It's like, oh, so you're ready to leave right now.
Yeah, yeah.
You're ready to leave.
Yeah.
You're ready to leave.
The second I say, all right, that's it.
She was like, oh, cool, we're done. It's like, you know that like the teacher says something and you think that's the class.
Yeah, yeah,
and he's like, whoa, one more
shit
thing.
Out of your desk.
You're
yeah.
Like, bro, what? One more thing. Yeah, so that's where we were at.
Yeah,
but
they teach you.
But we're in Chicago.
Beautiful Chicago.
We're in beautiful Chicago,
love
Illinois.
Chicago. What a great place. God, if
you're
only.
You're running into old friends.
I'm running into old friends at brunch. I'm having, like,
you're
I'm
like,
getting all the good
you're
signals
getting all
right
the,
now.
Yeah, you're, the Midwest was the right move.
Eventually this, I mean, I'm telling you, like, my whole life, it's all just kind of firing off right now. I'm happy. Everything is so centered with me. It's incredible. This podcast days are numbered. I'm almost done. I'm almost out, dude.
I think that's kind of been an underlying theme of this podcast is that it's kind of always almost done, right? Is it not always kind of almost done?
Well, I think something bad needs to happen to me, and
something
then I'll
bad.
Come crawling back.
Okay.
I think. And I think something bad will happen.
I do believe in order in the universe.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So here's two
We're
options.
We're going to correct back to,
well, it's either, no, because I believe in, like, universal order. I don't believe in personal order.
Okay, no personal order, but
so
universe.
I believe, like, when something good happens to you, something bad is happening to someone else in the universe.
Oh, well, that's true. Yeah.
In a balance.
Okay.
So
but if
I
there's
don't,
a direct correlation between mine and theirs.
I don't
theirs.
Think, like, something, be, just because something good happens to you doesn't mean that next week something bad will.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that just in the world, something bad is happening.
To pay for that.
To pay for your good shit.
Okay.
There's always a cost.
Yeah. Let's see. What are some bad things happening in the world we can think about right now?
Yeah.
So maybe, and but I'm on the other side of that, you're saying.
You are.
Yeah.
Like every like, you know, time like a civil war breaks out in like Sudan, you like having
I'm
a good
up.
Day. That's like your
My
fault.
My stock's up.
Yeah, your
yeah.
stock is up.
My stock is
Sudan
up.
Sudan is down and
Damn.
You're up. That's how
I like how on one hand there's an entire country.
Yeah.
And then on the other hand
you
there's
just
like
a
one
sunny
white
brunch.
Guy. Yeah, like
sunny brunch white guy.
It doesn't feel worth it for the amount of pain and suffering we're describing on the other side.
But
of
are
that.
You going to stop eating brunch?
Oh no, no way.
So fuck
no,
Sudan.
I like brunch. Yeah.
This is a fuck Sudan pod,
I
guess.
I see.
Yeah.
That's kind of where you're going. Okay.
I'm just saying I think that's the vibe of
yeah,
the universe.
That's how the universe
the balance
works. The balance,
you know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I
because every day a lot of people are having great days and a lot of people are having bad days,
right?
And they're probably about even.
Yeah, we haven't. Do you think every day there's an equal number of people having great days to bad days? Is that what it is? Is it perfectly in balance, or like what do you think?
Not perfectly, but it's damn close.
It's damn close. Okay,
just
yeah.
Think about it. Like someone right now is like having the best nut of their life.
Yeah, someone's nutting their number one nut.
Their number one nut.
Damn. What do you think your number one nut is?
I hope I haven't had it.
Oh fuck.
Do you
okay.
Want, do you really
you
want
think
it
it's
to be
still
over?
Coming? What?
I dude, I'm. That's probably my problem. Because I'm always like, there's got to be a better nut out there. That's probably got to be a better nut. There has well, to be a
I'm,
the
let's
best.
Let's be realistic. Where you're at in your lifespan. I'm not trying to make you feel. I might even be past it now.
Are we really past our best nut?
Dude, I think your best nut is probably in the early 30s. I mean, I think that's when the best nut has got.
Why
be.
Is the early 30s?
Well, that just seems like the right time.
For
you
the
know?
Best nut?
For the best nut. Like, as far as...
Your best nut. Best nut, early 30s?
I think best nut is probably early 30s. I mean, on Fuck. Average for people. Because, like, what? I mean, you're saying, like, when you're 40, you're going to have the best nut of your life. Like, no, clearly...
I hope... I'm hope. What do you mean?
I just think like
I hope every year I have a progressively better nut.
What? When you're 70, you're gonna have the best nut of your life. That's
I
want to
expire
think?
On the best nut. I want to be like, yo.
You
want to
die on the best?
I
want
to. Yeah. Isn't that the dream?
Yeah, that is
the dream.
Kind of
is to have the best nut and die.
Yeah,
that would be my dream.
That's a wild death, you know.
Damn, bro.
You probably wouldn't.
So okay,
even...
so there. This is okay. So some people are getting married to people that they did not have their best nut with.
Oh, that's just true. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I don't mean, know how that. No wonder divorce. Why are we confused? Why people get divorced? People are fucking sad that their
listen
best
to this
nut
man,
was.
People, listen to this dude. Be like, it's all about the nut, and if the nut ain't right, then what's even the point of the marriage?
Primal or energy is about nutting, and yes. Dude,
there, you can't think of any other reason that people would be
I'm
together.
I'm telling you, people are mischievous as fuck.
Yeah.
We are all delirious if we're pretending that people aren't mischievous as fuck.
Okay. I mean, I grant you, people are mischievous.
I saw this story online.
Mm-hmm.
So you know it's real.
Okay.
This
you saw
lady.
It on, you did, you were, was that you trying to remember where you saw it and then you gave up and just said online?
It's online somewhere. I saw it online. I saw this shit on. Well, where? I didn't read it in a damn book, bro. What are my sources of information? I didn't read it in a fucking book.
Okay. You didn't
I didn't
read
hear
it, in
it
a
on
book.
NPR.
Okay, fine. Yeah. You weren't
it's on the internet.
You weren't at the magazine.
No,
kiosk
I wasn't.
Or
yeah. I wasn't at the subway station. Go, give me the news, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey.
Then you gave him a nickel.
Yeah. And I said, keep the change there, buddy. Yeah, you know? Welcome to America where the streets are paved in gold.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. I'm just telling you right now. Saw this. This lady was dying of cancer.
Oh, shit.
Married.
Oh, I hate
terminal
this.
Cancer.
Uh-huh.
Married.
Yeah.
To a husband who stuck by her, supported
took care
her.
Care of her in cancer.
In cancer mode.
Yeah.
You know how you have your video game modes?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She was like, let's do cancer mode.
Cancer mode,
it's
not
like
good.
Madden create a player.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She has cancer.
Yeah, yeah.
She's bald.
Oh, shit.
She's frail.
Fuck.
Her last dying wish to her husband that I have, she has supported, he supported her, was I want to have sex with my ex.
Good Lord.
She's been thinking about that best nut for the entire marriage.
For the entire
but
marriage.
But she's been able to like push it down
push
because
it down
she had
other
shit in her life.
Yeah.
You yeah. face death. She goes, you know what? Fuck this.
Yeah.
I'm about to die. I had the best nut of my life with fucking Brad, but I married fucking Steve because
yeah.
Steve had a good job. Da, 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 da. She's been thinking about the best nut of her life for
wow.
a decade or two. And this man had to be like, what am I? Like, what? That's an impossible position.
Yeah.
You say no, you're an asshole.
Yeah.
You say yes, you're like, my whole marriage has been a sham because you've been fantasizing about fucking Brad the whole time.
Yeah. Oh, God.
People are always thinking about their best nut.
Not me. I don't even know what my best nut is, dude.
You do.
I.
You do.
You. I, there's.
You're lying.
I am completely incompatible with this lady, okay? I cannot imagine.
You haven't
that.
Faced death.
I
you don't know
okay.
what the fuck.
Okay.
You don't know what the
that's
fuck
fair.
Would pop out of you.
Well, that's not true. One time I almost died. Almost died once. Almost died like a couple times, actually.
Okay.
I've had a lot of close.
But this is a different type of death. This is a reflective.
Sure. Slow... Yeah, I didn't have time to think
no,
about
No, you were like, I got a nut. You were. This lady has been like, I got a nut. As she's slowly sliding into the grave.
Yeah, that's true. That's
so,
I haven't experienced
and I,
that.
And I think, you know, I think people are like that. I think. Hoes abound, bro.
Yeah.
I just want to say,
hoes abound.
Absolutely abound.
Hoes abound.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, dude. She's, they're, you know, people are mischievous that way.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, it's, that's just so sad to me to imagine somebody like in
a
relationship.
I mean, I'm not even being facetious here. If my wife said that to me, there would be a big chunk of me like, I kind of have to kill myself now.
Oh my God.
I couldn't live with that,
oh
bro.
My
I could
God,
not live
dude.
With, the, that's like the just the absolute dishonor
yeah.
of knowing you have been an afterthought sexually to this woman that
wow.
you married because the entire time she's been like, you know what? He's good,
yeah.
but he's not. Bam.
Yeah. there's just so much dick out there, you know?
So much dick.
And it's like, it's never really going to be, you know, you're replaceable. That's the thing.
Everyone is replaceable.
Everyone is replaceable.
There's so much pussy out there too, ladies. So don't think that you can't get replaced. Don't just say dick. They can get replaced too. The lady listeners need to know, you can absolutely be replaced.
Get replaced. Okay. Yeah.
It is a war.
Okay.
And there's everybody is climbing that dick and pussy mountain for the bigger, the better, you know, the tighter, the wetter.
God, I am,
you know,
I'm sorry. I'm better than this. I'm just being honest.
You're not fucking better than this, dude. Because you're a part of this world.
All right. I'm dying, I am going to, you are going to have to be there. This time I die this week.
No, this I'm going to be next to you. And you'll be like, I've always wanted to suck your dick. I'd be like, I knew you were gay. I fucking knew it. I thought that fucking 45 years ago. I'm just berating you. It's like you flatline. I'm like, I knew you, motherfucker. I thought you were gay the day I met you.
Secret gay the whole time.
He was secretly gay. I'm like jamming the nurse button. I'm like, I need a fucking witness to this shit. This dude's been lying to me. I thought this dude was gay for a year until I met him. And he's been wanting to suck my dick.
Fucking
doctor, he's been wanting to suck my dick the entire his
Bring
whole
him back
life
so I can kill him again. You this fucking asshole.
I'm just like, I'll jam my dick into your dead throat right now, dude. That's how much I love you. This is I'll fuck your dead corpse's mouth.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
He's fucking secret gay.
Secret gay secret the whole gay. Time. This dude's been secretly gay the whole time.
He did that classic whole life secret gay.
Whole life secret gay. In a world where everybody kind of thought about it, and in a world we would have let him out.
It had, oh, dude, I mean, if I came out, it would, everyone would be like, yes, you will slot neatly into our lives as a gay friend.
You've been adjacently gay in all of our lives.
I'm legally gay. Yeah. I think that's legally, how I think about it. Yeah. I'm like legally gay.
When you get your license
I'm
checked
not practicing.
By a fucking bouncer, he's like, oh, okay, cool. It's gay night. So you're in for free.
You're in.
You get in for free. Yeah. And I'm like, yo, can I get in? He's like, absolutely not.
No.
The
wrong.
Fuck?
Yeah.
It's straight night.
Yeah.
Bitch?
This isn't straight night. Yeah. You don't get in. Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm passing gay.
You're passing gay.
Passing gay.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, useful. I like it.
Oh, it's great.
I like to be passing gay.
It's great.
It's nice. It's easier to disarm people, I think. You know, people are less defensive. I see how people, you know, it's how people interact.
Yeah.
It's like, I think I kind of slip through the defenses want to, like, pretty easily.
They're like, I'd beat this dude's ass, but I'm not trying to go catch a hate crime case.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Dude, no, I haven't had my ass beat in forever.
But secretly you want to.
Yeah. That's what we're suggesting.
Like, I hope
here.
That big strong
secret
man puts
gay
his hands all over
the
me.
The whole time.
Yeah.
Secret gay the
that's
whole time.
That's your dying wish, I bet.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, we'll see. We'll see when I get to my deathbed. We'll see what I come up
Motherfucker,
with.
Motherfucker, I'll be there.
It would be.
And I want your wife to be there too. And I want her to have to look with pain in her eyes.
Yeah.
Knowing that this fucking steed right here is what you always wanted.
Would you take care of my wife after I died, especially if I said that shit
I'd be like, look.
Would you take care of her?
I'd be like, look, he wanted it, and now we know you want it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I would fucking Hunter Biden your ass.
Dude, now what you're creating is a situation where I do this, and then I just make sure my wife is going to be okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is actually a way.
Oh,
this is like
your,
that deeper.
Yeah, that
because
deeper
I'm into
love.
That like deep love stuff where it's like, I'll do manipulative stuff.
Yeah. I'll say I'm gay so it creates a love bond between my friend and my wife.
Because I don't want her to just spend her last years grieving. Right. I don't want her to do that.
You want her
I want her to move on. Like, that's, I
fiercely dick down by your homeboy.
Dude, if I'm dead, I want the people around me to be having the best possible time. And I know they're going to have to grieve, but I want them to, you know, like, life's too short. Just try and get out of it as, you know, as quickly as you can. Don't repress it. You have to
deal with it. If you're asking me to dick down your wife,
I give you permission right now.
Deal.
Like, now, you got to make her happy, though. I'll say this, and actually, this might ruin it for you.
She will be happy because she's never had this. You're
right,
her
but
entire
you're gonna,
marriage, she
okay,
hasn't had.
Okay, but you don't. I'm not saying dick her down once. I'm saying you got to take care of her, you know?
Plenty of dick downs.
Okay, I'm.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But what she's going to have like. What
and if I don't, okay, what are you going to do? What the fuck are you going to do? You're dead, dude. What the fuck? I might dick her down and ditch her ass. I don't give a fuck. What are you going to do about it?
I'm just saying.
Haunt me?
No, you have to take care of her. Like, if she's going to be upset about stuff, you know? She's not going to just want your dick. She's going to need other stuff, too.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. You don't get to do it if...
I'm just like looking around the room and just like, I don't know about this whole scenario now. This was a fantasy of just like, you're literally dying. I'm like, let's get out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Let's not even watch this last couple of minutes, dude.
It'll be a bummer.
Yeah, it'll be a bummer.
And I'm over there being like, it will be. Just go.
Yeah. Dick her down, Jake. Yeah, I love you, but I also love you. Dick me down, too. No. Yeah, dude. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. I might, because I don't think Hunter Biden really took care of Bo's wife. I think he just dicked her down.
Yeah. Wait, what? I didn't know this.
Oh, you didn't know
Hunter Biden had sex with his brother's wife?
That was like one of the first things he did in his piece of shit journey. Oh, you didn't know?
Wow, yeah, this is news to me.
Oh, dude, that's why, yeah, he's like the funniest guy ever. Because it's truly like two brothers.
Yeah.
One was a war hero who was married.
Right.
And died of brain cancer. And then the guy who lived, like, immediately started fucking his dead brother's wife.
That's so fucked up, man.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah.
That's just sad. Dude, people, I don't know.
It's so funny how quickly you got bummed out.
Yeah, it's like,
because we were just saying this, what, like, this is what
this
is.
Yeah, but it's fun with, like, me and you, because there's permission and stuff. I don't think this guy was like,
dick her down, and then get caught smoking crack on the internet later.
Dude, I'm about to die. I want
bring
you to go.
Bring honor to our family.
Get so fucking crazy, dude. Yeah. Like, just live
lose
nuts.
Lose your shit, dude. Yeah, he's like, promise just me. Lose your shit. I can't lose it anymore. I'm dying, Hunter.
Lose it for me, dude.
Lose it.
He's like, he was
lose
like,
it for Bo.
He was like a normal dude. Yeah. Like, he had his shit together.
He's like grabbing him.
All right, I got to be
crazy. You got to lose your shit for me as I die. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, and he's like, okay, I guess I smoke crack now.
I smoke crack.
And there's going to be a laptop.
Yeah, this is a sad little twist on the Hunter Biden story is that he didn't want to do this, but his brother Bo's last dying wish is like, you got to absolutely lose your shit for me.
I regret losing my shit.
I did all the right things, and look at me, I'm dying. So doubly lose it for me.
Yeah.
Okay?
Go crazy.
Crack. Prostitutes. Fuck my wife.
I don't give a shit. Yeah, dude, whatever.
I don't give a fucking
shit.
Our dad's still going to become president.
Yeah.
So fucking who cares, dude?
Who cares? Yeah.
He's going to get two terms out of that.
He's going to get two terms.
Yeah.
Because people, yeah.
So
he's
going to
be president till he dies.
Till he dies.
Dude, he's going to die in office. If he even gets a second term, he's going to die in office. Yeah, we're going to see that.
And then as he's dying, he's like, Hunter, you got to go even harder.
Hunter,
go harder.
Bring Hunter.
Yeah. Bring Hunter. tell him to go harder.
Listen, it's been good. I like
where you're going, but seriously. Maybe do some gay stuff. I don't know.
I want it to be
I want
crazier.
Our family's
Wild.
Name to live in
like,
infamy.
Please, I don't.
It's like, please, man, so I think tired. I have AIDS now, dog. I don't want to keep doing this. Yeah, this is funny.
Please let me go.
That Hunter's just their little errand boy to do all their vicariously
twisted
shit.
He's their little nasty boy that they
go
just like.
Go to Bohemian
like,
Grove and fuck all of them for me.
Yes, all of them.
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah, good Lord.
It's an honorable family, the Bidens.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's, you know, that's what they're about. That's what they're
honor.
That's why he's smelling hair.
Yeah.
Is that like he's checking them for Hunter.
He's like, has he touched you yet? Have you the scent of my boy? Have you the scent of my boy? I will sick him on you. Yeah.
That's what he's doing.
But so.
Yeah, that was scary. That was one of those scary riffs.
Yeah,
right?
That was a scary riff. You got scared. Yeah, you're a little puppy ass. You're such a little puppy dog.
No, it's just funny. We'll be going, you know, the train's on the tracks, and I'll do something, and then I'll pass the ball back to you. You'll be like, what if it was like, we took some time and really got
Yeah, don't get
fucked.
Off this now. Come on. Where are you going? The fun's just starting.
Then you do the whisper voice.
Yeah, the whisper
like,
voice.
Wow, we're really just kind of the reality of this now. You
no,
know?
I was
like,
smelling her hair in my brain.
He was doing an act
I was,
out.
Yeah,
people.
I was like,
he was
I had
in
it,
the zone.
I had it pinched. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude.
You were ready to go full, like, serial killer pervert. Like, you just have
it. If someone in Hollywood gives me a break,
dude,
I could be typecast for generations.
Yeah.
I could play creep guy.
Yeah.
I could play, like, I'd be the Kramer of creeps, you know? I could just be, but I would be, like, every movie, like, oh, he's here?
Dude.
You know he's the fucked up one.
That guy's the creep.
That guy's the fucked up one in this movie, dude.
Yeah.
That could be my little
vibe.
Yeah,
you have that thing of, like, you have deeper, more subtle creep aspects that you can kind of play up and play down.
Yes.
And that's good, because we've had a lot of creep actors before.
Right.
But they were maybe a little too creepy.
Yeah.
What's the name of that? There was that guy that played Rorschach in Watchmen.
Oh, yeah.
Who played, he was also the new Freddy Krueger.
Oh, yeah.
Like when
it's
they
like,
tried to bring
it
back.
Dude, you're scary.
Right. And it was like, and his face is just scary.
Yeah.
So that's it, you know? But we can't see that guy playing a creep out in the daylight.
No.
You know, no one's going to hang out with him, you know?
They'll hang out with me.
They'll hang out with you.
Yeah. Wasn't it kind of weird when that girl yesterday, in the green room, do you remember this, where I was like, hey, this is Corey. He talked. She was going to shake our hand.
Yeah.
And I was like, shake his hands first. He's got the prettiest eyes. And then he was like, but you got your own thing. Or he made some like, he's like,
yeah,
you're
yeah.
like a weird, sexy.
Oh, dude.
And then
yeah.
she was like,
what
and then
did she
and
say?
Then and then someone was like, oh, like you're like a troll. And she was like, not Gizmo. And then and she was like, Gizmo's the cute one. So she was basically like, you're not cute, troll.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
That was like a nice burn, but I was also like, I don't even know your fucking name
also
yet.
Also, I mean, it nice was burn. It was too complicated.
It was way
That's
too complicated.
Complicated
I was like, who's Gizmo? She's like, it's a troll movie. Or
they're gremlins.
Gremlins,
they're
not trolls.
Yeah,
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 yeah.
But she was like, you're not the cute one.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Okay. Yeah. That,
hi, nice to meet you.
It was
very
yeah,
awkward. And then she
like,
left.
Yeah.
It was
yeah,
just a very weird
left,
moment.
Left,
it was
yeah.
a very weird moment.
It was a very weird moment.
I was like, is this a sneak attack or are you hitting on me in the weird way where people are like.
That's actually the body language vibe I got actually was that she was hitting on
right,
you.
Right. But it seemed so odd because I was like, was that like a quick, I'm going to hit on you,
yeah.
but I'm going to like do the like kindergarten thing where I make fun of you.
Yeah.
But I was like, you're doing it in a Disney movie, bitch.
Yeah. Well, you know, like pretty girls are like bad at hitting on people.
Mm.
Like, you know,
yeah.
I think that's something I've witnessed that like
right.
plenty where like if they're not practiced in that. Not saying I'm not good at hitting on people either. I don't
no.
really do that.
No, I'm know? Not either.
Yeah. Hitting on people is lame.
It's gross.
Yeah. Super gross. What you're supposed to do is send weird messages at night. That's what
yeah.
that's what you're supposed to do.
Until God
to me, it, not
until,
to, I don't send the messages.
Until
you
God
send them to me and I
the
respond.
Internet, we yeah, it was it's a sinful act. But
right.
Now you have the thing called the DM.
Yeah.
And you just go, hey, how's it going?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
Hey,
that's
how's it going?
That's it. That's a game.
You
right
never
there.
Seen a girl wetter when she gets the hey how you doing message, dude. They it's like a flood down there.
Yeah. They're like, oh, I know what this means.
Huh. This guy wants to fuck me.
Yeah. Yeah. It's actually, you know what? It's kind of a bummer, actually, that is what that means, because you can't really message people if you don't know them that well, if that isn't the goal. I've felt that before, where I'm messaging someone legitimately just trying to make a friend, and because I'm messaging them at all,
oh,
there's this
wait,
vibe.
Wait, you're messaging people just to have a friend?
Yeah, I just message people.
Wait, what? No, you don't.
Yeah, like if I just know, like let's say somebody I know posts something that's cool, I'll say something about it that I like know about, you know?
They think
that's
you want to fuck.
I know, but I
don't,
wish they didn't.
You need to stop this. I did not know you did this.
You're like, this
you
is not a good...
This is not a good look.
No, really? That's not okay?
No.
Is that okay to just message people about stuff?
Absolutely not.
Really? Because it seems like people respond to it pretty well most of the time.
Maybe because they're like,
sometimes
oh, a gay
a
man is messaging
yeah,
me.
See,
yes.
This is why... This is... You gotta...
Yeah,
you don't
I
understand
should.
How it
dude,
works
I'm
for
just
me.
Telling you...
I got my
I'm telling you...
If you do it...
I do
okay.
not have that privilege.
Sure,
if I platonically
sure.
think a woman who posts something is like something interesting and I respond, there's going to be some vibe of her. Is he trying to fuck me?
Yeah.
I don't get the privilege.
Yeah, no, no, no.
Even if it's just a genuine
it.
Interest, like, oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Some level of her's gonna be like, this guy's trying to fuck me.
Yeah, I messaged someone I didn't know that well recently because they posted something that had like a movie theater in it that looked really cool. I was like, what movie theater is this? That's
yeah,
it.
Your boy ain't asking. Any,
that's chill. Like I
I'm
can
not
just
asking
do that.
A single clarifying
I can
question.
Gay pass.
I am
gay.
I'm a
until...
fucking ghost on the internet, bro. I don't
yeah, yeah.
message people. I'm just a guy who posts shit occasionally.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
No, you're not catching me.
Because yeah.
if you get a DM from me, I don't know if I've ever DM'd anybody now. I don't.
Wow. So you're just like you're just a fly trap for. The DMs.
I'm a honeypot.
You're a honeypot.
yeah,
yeah,
I'm a honeypot.
The DMs
yeah.
come to
the
you.
The DMs come to me.
And
it's a one-way street. I'm not DMing,
wow.
I don't think.
Wow.
Someone's going to be like, you DM me once.
Yeah,
no, but, okay.
You DM'd me about something.
But I know guys who are DMers.
Right. Well, and
they
and
tell me, and I'm like, you just do that?
Yeah.
And not the way you're doing it.
Right, right.
In the sex way.
Yeah.
They
no,
want
that's fucked up.
And I'm just like, that blows my mind that you would do that.
Honestly, I would say... If I am DMing someone first, that absolutely means there's zero interest, actually. It should
oh.
be, if they knew me, that's what they should take away from it. It's that I'm so, you're so not on the list
yeah.
that I am just like, ooh, hey, buddy, hey, listen
what
to this, buddy.
What movie theater is that, friend? friend.
Yes, yeah. It actually means you are completely off the, for me, not even.
As
in
a gay man, you look like a straight woman to me, I'm not into that.
Yes, that is that is actually what that means for me.
Yeah.
Because to me, it's like, I don't know. I mean, I think we're both the same way here, where like I have to really kind of get like a signal that things are of that nature before I'm even going to like start responding in that way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and so I'm not going to start that.
I'm not starting that.
No, I'm not starting that.
Never
at
have
all.
Anything in writing.
Yeah, no. Horrible. Horrible.
Looking, just imagine you send one and then it doesn't go well and she's just like, look at this loser.
Yeah, dude. That's,
I never, all
no
those
way.
Girls who like post those.
Yeah.
I never wanted to be one of those guys.
No, no, no way.
I never wanted to be one of those
guys.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You can't.
It
do
is
that.
Funny though when guys get caught. Guys get like, there'll be like these things where like some guy will be like, he'll be like on like public comments, he'd be like, you're a stupid slut, and then the girls would be like, isn't this you? And it's like, I want to fuck you so badly. It's like there's always a DM that they're like, there's like, it'll be and those are fun.
Yeah, those are fun.
Those are fun.
Yeah, yeah.
One time, dude, this girl did that. It's like a video of like, you know, some guy was like, you're just an ugly slut, you mm-hmm. piece on her mm-hmm. like public video. And then she's like, hey, isn't this you? And it literally, he goes, I just jacked off and came on my face to you. And he had a picture of him with cum on his face. And it's just like, dude, how dumb are you? Like, you think there's rules to this game? She's going to blow your ass up.
Wow, dude.
It was so funny. Good Lord. I mean, literally, he just had a cum shot on his face. He goes, I just jacked off and came on my face to you. After being like, you're a whore.
Good Lord, dude.
I don't think we... I mean, I know this makes us sound like good guys.
No,
and that's,
you're not a good guy, so don't worry about
it. But, okay, but in this way, I think we are.
Sure.
I don't think we actually know the depravity of a lot of our peers.
Oh, dude, have you ever gotten a preview? Have you ever had a friend just, like, show you what it's like?
I don't think I really, like, roll with those dudes, though.
No, no, no. I don't mean, sorry, you're thinking a different direction. I'm thinking you have a friend who's a girl, and she shows you like the types of shit that she gets. Like, have you
a
ever
few
done
exes
that?
Have said they've gotten a few, but I don't think I never asked because I didn't really want to see it.
It's in. I mean, it's insane.
It's
dude.
Insane.
It's
isn't
completely
it?
Insane.
Cause yeah,
it's like.
But on the other, on every end of it is a guy who is
yes,
like a friend
like
a of a dude,
dude
or like a like a guy you work with, but he's just sitting there like, I want to fucking, you know, and you're just like, it's weird. Like Brad from HR is like that.
Yeah.
But statistically, we all know a couple of, I mean, it's not just random men.
No, they're
there
out
are
there.
Some
they're...
of them we know.
Dude,
we have
is...
to know statistically some of these guys.
I'm going to sound like what you were talking about, but like that when I have seen that in my life, it's like, I really do not understand how women are able to like not just live their lives thinking that like every man around them is like this horrifying like monster basically.
It's
because like
man.
I just feel like that's what you would think if you're looking at this and you're seeing all of these messages and they're all so
do
fucked
all
up
women get
depraved. I mean, I don't know, like I'm not saying
right,
I don't know like what the fucking
let
I just
the hose, little bits, hose if you're listening, let us know
what the ratio is.
Yeah, what's the ratio, hose?
I'm sure not everyone deals with it to the same extent. I'm sure some people deal with it to a gigantic extent.
Yeah,
some people less so. Which is like, I think actually it makes it sound kind of nice. I'd rather not deal with it, to be honest.
But then you probably see, you're like, I wish I got a little of it.
I don't know.
Little catcall?
I don't know. I'm sure,
dude,
everybody's different.
We sound so.
We do.
Like,
we're
just like riding on the whitest of horses.
I know.
I'm just saying, and you can believe it or not. Hunter and I mean, you obviously believe Hunter's not like this, but I feel like I have to defend myself
bit
more.
I've seen how it works. I'm vouching for him right now, okay?
The good guy's vouching for me.
I'm vouching for him. He doesn't do anything like that. What happens is y'all do that to him, and then he receives it, basically. That's how it works, all right?
Look at this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll show Hunter and go, yeah, check this one out. And you're like, that's crazy.
That's what it is you women be creepy to you. And then
but
you're
like
yeah.
Okay for them to do it because it's not
that
creepy.
Fine.
It's not creepy.
It's not creepy. But
because at the end of the day, if you're creepy, it's like, you know, at the end of the day, I could beat your ass.
That's true.
That's
yes.
like the even
that's
the
point
that's
out.
The qualifier.
Yeah.
Is like, you know, if a girl is like says weird shit to me, which a few of them have on the internet.
Sure.
At the end of the day, we both know like if shit, I could hurt you. And so that's the, like, you get to say creepy shit to me because I could, like, fucking hurt you.
Right. Right.
But it's the other weird way around. When it's like a threat. I can hurt you and I'm saying creepy shit. That's like a weird 1-2 punch.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's a kind of knockout combo.
Again, we're back on that horse, dude. Yeah. We are white knights right now. We are white knights.
I'm just explaining why I think it's okay for the ladies.
No, and ladies,
if you want to send me some filth. I'm all in.
Yeah, yeah. Send them
filth,
people. Yeah.
It's a nice little ego boost.
Yeah.
And I also don't get a ton.
Right.
It's not like some guys get it like every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. Like I know guys who are like, you know, hot dudes. And they get thrown.
You're a particular brand.
I am a brand.
Somebody, people see that and they're like, this is my type of spicy.
I'm like the thing, like, it's like, you know, in the grocery store where there's like that weird like discount shelf.
And it's
like by the bathroom.
Yeah.
But most people don't even go there.
Yeah.
But there's a small select people who are like, that's the first thing I go because I want to see what's on sale.
Yeah.
I'm there.
You're like people that prefer brand cereal.
I'm a bag brand
like
discount cereal.
There's
a lot of me.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
And some people swear by that, but it's not even like a cool off brand.
No.
It's just like, dude, if you fuck with that.
Accidentally mix up the fake Lucky Charms with the fake Reese's Puffs and it's one bag now? It tastes awful. You're like, I got to get that taste.
Yeah. I like that taste.
I like that taste. Chocolate marshmallow? This is good for some reason for me.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
That's where I'm at.
That's a good pull. That makes sense.
So once in a while I'll get those, you know. But it is wild.
I like that we're a feminist podcast now. We've become a feminist podcast. We just did that. We found our own way to
it. Well, I still call them hoes.
Yeah, well, you call them hoes, but it's...
I'm like first wave feminism. I'm like, these hoes should vote, damn it. These hoes got a vote in here, all right? Come on, look at these dumb hoes. Let them do the same shit we do.
Let the hoes into the box.
Yeah.
Let them cast their ballot.
Come on, they're going to fuck it up, or they're going to do what we tell them to do anyways.
Yeah,
we're like doubling our voting power right now, boys. If we just convince your dumbass woman to vote the way you want,
dude,
that's two votes instead of one.
That's real feminism right there. That's real.
Manipulation
feminism.
I'm on the manipulation wave
where I just
manipulate a woman to do what I want, but it looks like it's her own free will.
Right.
I'm a puppet master feminist, okay? I like pull the strings from behind.
Yeah,
it looks like she's doing all the good stuff.
Yeah, feminism dominance is what you're looking to
complete
do.
Complete domination of the woman.
Yeah. It's women get rights, but in their place.
Yes.
They stay in their place, but they get equal rights.
Equal rights on paper is what I'm for.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a speech. I believe in equal rights on paper.
On paper.
Whatever happens in the real world is up to God. Okay? So don't
trip. Who is a man? Remember.
And who is a man?
Who is a man?
With a big dick.
Big dick God. Yeah. He made me in
his image. Look, gaze upon me, for I am the image of God.
The image of God.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you tell the hoes, yo, you got to do it this way.
Yeah.
I know you guys want to do it your way, but we've already tried it.
Yep.
We have the experience.
Right.
We've been voting for way longer than you.
Yeah, we know all about it.
We know all about voting.
We're so good at voting.
We know all about wages.
That's
we
why everything's going great.
We got you. We got you on the wages.
We got you on the wages.
We got you on the wages. We got you on the voting.
Just fall in.
We got you on the property ownership, all right? You put that shit in our name, all right? Just chill. It's all good, girl. Yeah, put the family farm in my name.
You got to run for president as the first female president.
Yeah.
You're like, I am running, but it counts as for women.
It's kind of my wife, but I'm about to be doing most of the fucking talking to y'all.
Yeah. Miss Silberman
is technically the prez.
Yeah.
But your boy here is going to be doing the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
All right?
Looking at the papers and
shit. All fucked up.
Yeah.
Just chill.
She does speeches. You're standing right behind her and you like grab the microphone.
I'm just like, she didn't mean that at all. She didn't really fucking mean it. I don't know what the fuck she was
talking
about. Yeah, yeah. No. We're not doing that. We are not doing that. Trust
healthcare,
me.
Healthcare? No. Not doing healthcare.
Whatever she said about healthcare, you guys still aren't getting that shit.
No.
Just chill.
Yeah.
We're actually going to war right now. But this time, the ladies are going in first.
Yeah. Ladies first.
Ladies first.
Yeah, it's called ladies.
It's called the ladies first thing. Ladies, new bill. Ladies first.
Ladies first.
You guys
ladies
are the
first
wave.
Yeah.
Okay.
And after we get through your chunk, then the boys get in.
And you will be mostly chunks. You will be chunks. It is a chunk. It's a great word, Hunter. His wife is vice president. But he's kind of being my VP today and for the whole 4 years.
Yeah, and I'm like always trying to like give her like, no. She's VP.
It's her job.
And you're just like not listening to her, just cutting right across me. Hunter, what do you think?
Hunter.
I need to know what Hunter thinks.
Can you tell your wife to shut up? I'm trying to do a president's job here.
She's like so mad at you all the time. That's going to be the dynamic.
It will be. I'll let you be real. When you moved to Minneapolis, I really did see, I was like, he's about to get married here, and we ain't going to talk that much. Because he's going to marry a woman who's going to be like, maybe not Jake at this party. You know, you'll be like, all right, well, Jake's in town, so let's have him at the dinner party. You know, I was thinking a dinner party without Jake.
A Jake-less
party. And I'll be like at the door. I'll be like, is this still his apartment? You know, I'll be ringing and you'll be like, you just turn the music up and I'll just like outside. Aww. Like, damn, all right.
No, no way. No way.
No, it's okay.
There's no way.
Happy wife, happy life, bro.
There's no way.
Happy wife, happy life.
Yeah, but no, no.
It's very possible that you date a woman who will not like me.
If my future wife is listening, it's a deal breaker if you don't like Jake. I'm just putting it down right
but
there.
But see, here's the thing. No, because we don't live in the same town.
Right.
So you're going to date a woman who I'm not going to meet for a minute.
Yeah.
You're already going to have that. You're going to break up with her?
No.
Because her and I have a little friction?
No, and I guess I already lived through that a little bit, actually. You know, I had a girlfriend that didn't like you, you know.
Shit,
I mean, you
really?
Know who it, what is. Yeah. Do you?
Well, no.
Oh. Well, I mean, I don't want to say her. I'm not going to say her name, but it's like, you know, the one.
The main one?
We saw her recently.
Okay.
I mean, she used to say shit. Like, she would be like.
Well, obviously, though, we know that's a lie.
Well, what do you mean?
We have a message from her saying that
was a
lie.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah. But what, I mean, I'm not saying I'm like trying to like show her whole game here. It's complicated.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Secretly?
Secretly.
She kind of liked me.
Oh, the whole time.
Yeah, the whole time.
Absolutely.
The whole time. Yeah, honestly, her being a bitch to me was like, I have a crush on him.
Absolutely.
So yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And but that's the thing is, I
and
also had
to
experience to... her crush on you. Also, I had to deal with her saying shit about you.
Oh.
And it would be like,
well, what kind of shit did she say about
I don't know,
me?
She would just be like mad. I don't know. She would be mad
like,
about
Jake
you.
Sucks. And in her head, she's like, I want him to fuck.
Yeah. I mean, that's what was happening.
That's
absolutely.
Crazy.
I mean, now we know that's what
now
it was.
Now we know.
I mean, I kind of thought that, to be honest.
Really?
Like, most of the time, I would be like, yeah. This is
yeah, honestly, Jake sucks.
I mean, right now, I can't even come up with any of the reasons. Like, it was never like she had like a, oh, he did this and that sucks. Like, it would just kind of be like a general grumpiness.
She's like, doesn't Jake suck? But he's kind of cute though, right? Yeah. But you're like, what'd you say? You're like, no, nothing. He sucks. He sucks. I hate him.
He sucks. I don't like him.
I don't
did
like him at all.
Did he say something?
Did he say something about me? Or maybe did he look at me when I walked into the room in a certain way? You know?
Yeah, man, my life would have been so much better had she just been with you. Like, or she had, if she had just prioritized you and not we hadn't had anything that would
yeah it
cool.
is a weird way see you know we always talk about how different we are but you know you really did catch a Jake girl there for
I think
a while.
I did yeah that's what
it
was. It
was weird. It was like God shot one off and somehow you like jumped in front of that bullet.
Yeah,
because I was ready to take a girl like that into my life.
Yeah, that's true. You were set up for
I
that.
Needed a new girl to ruin my life. Like I was ready and willing to open my chest to get ruined by
yeah,
a woman.
Yeah.
And for some reason you took it.
I don't know why.
That's crazy.
I don't know why that happened. Yeah. No, and that's the
you
only...
You had a total Jake experience.
Yeah.
You had
yeah,
a relationship.
And that's the only time ever. I mean, if I think about everybody, I'm like, that is the only Jake person
yeah.
that I
no,
ever had
No, all the other girls that I
with.
Met you dated, I was like, this is not a Jake girl.
Yeah, yeah. No, no.
I met them as like, cool, no friction here, baby, because, yeah, she ain't it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
You guys
and
anytime I see a relationship you're in besides that one, I was like, you guys are talking too much, man. Yeah. This is not a Jake-style relationship. What the fuck are you always talking for and shit, dude? Keep that shit inside, all right? Make them figure it out. Have
yeah,
a little
yeah.
mystery to yourself.
No, I'm not a mystery guy.
You're not.
I just kind of put it out there.
You love to talk. You love to talk, people. This dude loves to talk. Loves to emote and
yeah.
express.
Yeah, I'm an expressive person.
You are.
You know, I like to express, you know.
Yeah, dude,
it's
no.
that secret gay
no.
thing. You know?
I know it is.
It's that gay, straight
Well, it's funny
thing.
Because your girl that we were talking about having a crush on me loops back around to me as you die fucking your...
Yeah.
So this has been a theme for our whole relationship.
Yeah, dude. It really
is
has
that
been.
With the woman that you've been with secretly is like, I'd take that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. So. I mean, in real, like a couple weeks ago, we were talking about the like how perfect it would be for somebody if they got to date both of us.
Yes.
And I think that can be a thing is like somebody gets into that.
But it's we were talking about at the same time.
Yeah.
Now we're talking about as the life cycle.
Life
turns.
Cycle. Yeah. yeah. And you really and I will criticize. You really want to go out on Jake? No. Come on. You want to go out on me. You don't want to go out.
Yeah.
On, you're not going to.
You want to pretend you were a good person.
Yeah.
You
yes. know?
That's the thing. You want to look back at your life and be like, I lived a good life. I had a sensible gay husband.
If I were to write like a strategy guide for it, it would be to start with you. Okay.
You start with me.
Yeah. Because also, you wouldn't be able to handle if I went first. Let's say that. You're not going to be able to get past that.
No.
You're going to be thinking about that all the time.
I'd be like, what? He fucking stuck around all night? I bet you this motherfucker stuck around all night, didn't he? She's like, where are you going? I was like, why did Hunter stay? I got shit to do, bitch. I don't know what the fuck. What do you want from me? I bet you Hunter stayed here all night and you guys had breakfast the next morning. Not me. I got to walk around at night in the city streets. I got to go for a long night walk, all right, lady? Leave me alone.
Yeah. So it's
she's like, it's 4 a.m. It's like, that's the greatest time to walk.
Right.
I bet
right.
you Hunter fucking cuddled you. Right. Made you some tea.
Right. So it's Jake first.
Yeah.
And then you switch to me.
Yeah.
And then honestly, I think the only tension would be like you being like, why are you not mad? Like you'd be like you'd be always saying like, I bet you're always thinking about how I, you know, had her first.
Yeah.
You know, and I wouldn't is the thing. I'd be like, I'm past it.
We don't talk about you at all, dude. You come up in a joke to us. You're a little joke. You're a little trinket in our lives, bro.
That's just like a fun. It's fun, even.
It's funny.
It's fun.
We laugh about her having sex with you, Jake.
Yeah, yeah. We get like, and if anything, I'd be like, I feel closer to you now. You know, I'd be like,
I love Jake too in my own way, and I think about fucking him sometimes too. She's like, what did you say? I was like, nothing.
Nothing.
He's a good friend. He's just a great friend.
Why did he say something about me?
Why did he say something? Did he ever want to like bust me wide open?
Yeah, yeah. Did he ever say my name?
Yeah.
You know, instead of yours.
Yeah.
You
when
know?
He was screaming, you know, when he gets that bloodthirsty look in his eyes right before he comes. Did he actually say Hunter instead of your
say
name?
Hunter ever? Just at any point.
At any point.
Yeah.
When he was hard, did he say Hunter? At any point, even if you're like sucking him off, was he like, yo, I got to go podcast quick. So like make this shit. I got to go see Hunter and podcast.
Got to go see Hunter. Like,
when
so he, that
when
would
you
be,
were blowing him and he was
and
like,
when
hey.
When he said my name, didn't go soft at all? Like
did
stayed
it get
hard.
Even harder?
Stayed hard.
Did it get a little harder when he was like, yo, finish this up because I got to go podcast with Hunter real quick. Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, real talk, I don't think, you know, anyone listening that's like aspiring to that, you're never going to have both of us. You're always going to be lacking.
I'm joining
something.
The cloth, bro.
Yeah. You're joining the cloth?
Yeah.
You're going to be a priest?
I'm about to be a priest. I found God. I'm finding God more and more.
Oh, okay. So now you're just taking yourself off the table?
I'm completely off the table.
Wow.
It's the easiest decision.
I'm kind of off the table too. So this is weird if we're both off the table.
Yeah, but you're doing it for like your own personal growth.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
doing it for the betterment of
yeah, yeah.
Like,
you're going to help.
God's message.
Yeah, God's message.
Don't
yeah.
you think they need a couple guys like me in the cloth?
Yeah.
Keep it hella real. Right?
Yeah, I think you'd
like
be a great preacher.
Extremely real.
You would do a good preach,
yeah,
you know?
I
yeah.
would.
Yeah, you would really get into
it. I would get into it.
You'd be like, listen, you're going to go to hell.
You're going
like,
to hell.
Hell.
All of y'all are
yeah.
going to hell.
You're going to hell. You're going to hell. You're going to fucking burn in hell,
yeah.
dude. Like, what
and
do you
I'm
do?
Pointing
you're
to
like
a, I'm pointing to a baby. I'm like, yeah. look at this dumbass baby, y'all. He's going to
this
hell.
This baby's going to hell.
This baby's going to hell. He's 3 days old. This bitch is going to hell already.
What else? What else?
What else should I talk about? Just like, damn, I miss stand up so bad. What else we go? What are you guys? You guys dating over here?
Yeah, yeah. Are you, guys together?
Hey, did you guys have sex before marriage? Because
yeah.
you know you're going to hell.
Damn. Yeah. You what do you know what sect? Like, what would you want to be?
Black. I would be a black. I'd be a black.
Yeah, oh, that's.
I'd be a black preacher.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You clearly know
I
a lot.
I want to wear. Yeah. You know the black. Black Christ.
Yeah. Oh,
shit.
All black people are just
all
in
black,
one.
They have
sect.
One group.
Yeah.
They read a different Bible. It's the cool ass Bible.
The cool Bible.
It's like, yeah, dude. You know, you don't know about it, but yeah.
Yeah, no, you. I've seen. I believe that you could preach to a black congregation. I believe it.
Like with the white devil out there yeah, trying to bring us down.
Yeah, yeah.
And
you're telling people they're going to hell.
Snake skin suit and the boots. I would dress the part, dude. I would dress the part. I have like a purple fedora on and it's like, fuck these white devils, dude. We are liberation theology here. We are a black liberation theology.
Oh my God.
Just in a full fucking green velvet suit. Just doing the dances and shit. Praise Jesus. That's what I want. That's what I
yes,
want.
You, yeah.
That's what I
want. I
want
that too.
I
want
to be
really
the Gary
bad.
Owens.
I want to be your little organ player.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do. I want to
hit it, Hunter. Come on. Come on now. Pass that bucket around now, y'all. Give the money to the damn church, y'all. Play them ivories. Tickle them ivories, Hunter. And you're just like, of course. Boop, 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 boop. The whitest song.
Yeah, yeah.
You play like the circus song or something.
baseball.
Yeah.
Baseball.
Boo, 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 boo.
I'm like, I haven't learned any hymns.
I haven't learned any of your soul music yet.
They're like always grumpy yeah. about me. They're always like,
why do we have this fucking white duo up here? God damn it. We can't even escape the white man in church. They're like an active black rebellion against, like the Haitian slave rebellion in our own black church. We're in the south side of Chicago, y'all. They're like, we live in Cleveland. Stop saying this. Yeah,
oh,
dude, this is it.
Oh,
this is damn. It. This is our damn. Future. Is a black preacher and a white organist in the all black church.
Yeah, that's it.
That's our
God,
that's our future. That's
we
our
gotta
future,
get out of the
dude.
Podcast game. We yeah. gotta get into the preaching to black
Wait,
people.
Preaching
game.
To black people. How yeah. many white black preachers do you know? There are not many. There's a billion podcasters. There's so many podcasters.
Yeah, you would be like the
You know how
only
viral
white
I would
preacher.
Go if I just showed up at a black church is like, hell yeah, I'm here, I'm the new preacher, you know? It'd be like a Whoopi Goldberg movie, dude. It would just be like, I'm new in town. You know, like, what the fuck is this? But if you just go with it, black people respect confidence.
Oh, I know.
They respect confidence. If I just like danced my way on the stage and I like got the spirit or whatever, that church is mine in 3 weeks. That church is mine
oh,
in three
damn.
Weeks.
Damn, dude.
That would be what was up.
Have you ever seen that televangelist like commercial where he turns into a jet? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
There's like a... This
is
great.
A black guy or white
yeah,
guy?
Yeah, it's a black church, and it's like a commercial for their church. And he like he's running. He's like really. He's energetic. You know? Yeah. He's running around on stage, and then he transforms into like an F-52 like jet. Like it just flies into. You know, it's so good.
It's
you
a great
gotta
metaphor
see this.
Those
dude.
Guys steal all the money.
Yeah, yeah. They are flying out of
yeah,
there on
he's
a fucking
like,
jet.
This is my jet. Yeah. I have a jet now. You guys are still poor as shit, but I have a jet.
I have a jet.
I have a jet.
It's going really well.
I
yeah.
need
yes.
the jet.
Yeah. Because I need to be able to get places.
I gotta be flying around giving the message.
I gotta be flying around, you know, always.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
He turns into a jet.
He turns
Hell
into
yeah.
a jet.
That's
it's
awesome.
So incredible.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's like the best shit I've ever seen. Oh, wow. Yeah, we found the game now. That's gotta be it.
Yeah, that's the new move.
That's the move.
That's the move.
Yeah, get out
that's
of comedy.
All future
Comedy's
ambition
done,
is becoming a black preacher.
Yeah, white black preacher.
White black preacher with a little white boy organ.
Like a it's a great movie.
It really
title.
Is. It does sound like a movie that they would have made in the 90s.
Yeah,
it's like the Joanna Man of yeah, preaching. Yeah, yeah. It's like he was kicked out of the white church, but he found his way into
yeah,
the
yeah.
black church.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah, that would be great.
They made movies like that back
of course,
in the day.
Yeah. That
it
was
like they didn't
that.
Have like rules.
Yeah. There was
I mean, Joanna Man truly is an unmakeable movie.
Yeah, that's yeah. Yes.
That's literally what they're debating about in actual school boards.
Right.
Is like, could a guy who's not a guy, but, you know,
yeah,
had
yeah.
the body of a guy.
Right, right.
Joanna Man is, like, literally what, like, Fox News, like, is this what we want in our basket? Is yeah, Joanna yeah. Man? You know, yeah. we're like, fuck, I don't know, dude. What yeah. the fuck? Yeah.
And so. That was, like, just an entertaining idea to people.
Yeah, it
and
was just it, like, it would be funny.
Oh, that's fun.
It would yeah. be funny if the Michael Jordan of his day got kicked out of the NBA and had to join the WNBA.
Yeah.
It would be funny.
Yeah.
That, and he had
yeah.
fake tits.
Right.
And he got
right.
hard in the shower. He's like, whoa, I'm in the
people
woman's
are just
locker
like
room.
Laughing.
They should have done a director's cut where it just went to POV Joanna Man as he's in the ladies' locker room. He's like,
wow.
This is the hottest shit I've ever. They don't even know how sneaky this is right now. I'm gonna tell all the boys about it.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
POV Joanna Man. I want a shot for shot remake.
Yeah, Pornhub. Yeah. Pornhub POV Joanna Man.
But it's just locker room scenes.
Yeah, yeah. Just the locker room
yeah.
stuff.
You never know if he actually makes the team.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
why is this guy just in a ladies' locker room? Yeah. He's dressed in a wig and fake tits. He's like, yeah, man, I'm here. I'm trying out. I'm trying out for the team.
Wow. Wow, the Joanna Man of black preaching.
Yeah,
that's you.
That's me.
That's you, right?
That's
there.
What I've always said.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
going on every tour Finally. Poster from now
yeah.
on. Anytime I'm
it's
coming
like
to your
DVD
city,
quote.
Jake Silverman, the Joanna Man of black preaching. Yeah, that's me.
Wow,
that's me, dude.
That's good.
That's good.
Yeah, you need that. I want you to have.
I need
that
in my life.
I want you to have that. Wow, this is a real good.
We
episode
did it
for me.
Yeah,
I had
yeah.
a good time.
You had a good laugh. Yeah, you had a good laugh. You actually doubled over. You literally bent over.
Yeah,
had to clutch yourself
this week. I had the most fun.
Yeah.
I had the most fun on the show.
Yeah.
I had more fun than the audience did.
Yes.
Yeah. It was like we were riffing back and forth, and then you really took the wheel
yeah.
for that last 10-minute chunk.
Drove.
And
yeah.
that was just
that
I
was
just a had
good
a great
stuff.
Time.
Hell
good
yeah.
time.
Good
time. Good time, everybody.
Folks, you see me in Portland. That's the last big show.
Come to Portland. You got to come.
Sunday, April 14th.
Yeah. Sunday, April 14th.
This Sunday.
It's going to be incredible.
It's going to be an incredible show.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to be there, but
yeah, Hunter will be thousands of miles away.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not coming out for that. I don't need to go to Portland right now.
But we'll see each other in Minneapolis in a few days.
Yes, in a few days. And also, we're in Chicago in the same room.
Yes,
we never mentioned that. I'm sure you picked that up.
I think you got that.
You know the energy.
You know the vibe.
You know the
difference. Much different.
Yeah, much different. Easier to edit. All right.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.